William, how are you, sir?
We're doing excellent, you know. With the warmer temperatures it is, it's a good time to get out and take a hike, right?
Yeah, it's going to be really good. You know, we're going to have a little bit more cold weather probably, but we're building trail, we're maintaining trail, and we're walking trail. You can get out in the Elkin Park, and you can take your baby in a stroller, take your dog on a leash, and there's some beautiful water out there right now. The waterfalls are nice, the ripples, the dam. It's just really beautiful to get out there. It lowers your blood pressure, makes you forget your worries, breathe some nice fresh air out there. One activity we're having coming up this Saturday, April the 7th, is a work day, or you might call it a fun day. We're going to meet at Birds Branch Campground. It's real close to Carter Falls. It's right on Pleasant Ridge Road and Martin Bird Road. And bring shovels or hoe, rake, and join us. And we're going. We've already roughed in the trail from beyond Birds Branch Campground. You just walk a little on the side of the road, and then you're right into the area that Dan and Sally Park, thanks to them, have made available. 42 acres of land there and 10 acres on the other side of the falls. And the falls are, if you haven't seen them, you can get a good picture of them on the Elkin Valley Trails Facebook. But they're about 60 feet high, and it's not one long plunge, but multiple small falls. And on the Facebook, you can also see a picture of what the falls look like in 1910, and they're like three families having standing on different parts of the stone face of the falls. I don't know whether they're having a picnic, but they're up there just seeming to be enjoying the sun. So come out Saturday at 8:30, Carter Falls, to trail at the Birds Branch Campground, and we'll have tools there. If you don't have any tools, just bring some gloves and water. And you can bring a rake and a hoe and shovel. That's probably our biggest event coming up. On April the 12th in Elkin, there's going to be the Creek Week, so you can Google that and find out all about it. But a group that still is part of the Elkin Valley Trails has spun off and formed their own 501c3. Watershed Now and Friends of the Elkin Creek are having Creek Week in conjunction with the Riverkeeper in Elkin. So check that out and come on out. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. But you can check that out online. April the 13th, where some of us from the Elkin Valley Trails are going to Reidsville. It's a Rockingham County Community College, and we're the headline speakers for the Piedmont Legacy Trail Summit. They want to know how we've made so much progress in Elkin in the last 5 or 6 years. We put in about 15 miles of trail, a dozen bridges, from 12 feet to 178 feet in length, and have a lot more projects coming, and all done with volunteer effort, time, thought. So if you're available and have interest in joining up with the trails, it's everything's free that we do. They're all volunteers, and there's no membership fee or anything. You just, if you want to bring some ideas and a little bit of work to the trails, we'd love to have you. So you can check us out on our website. Connect up with us that way by signing the get information form or volunteer form, and then we'll get back in touch with you. On the 14th, a week from Saturday, we're going to work on the mountain bike trail in Elkin. We have one more work day on the 21st at Stone Mountain. We're working with them closely now. And Kate Carpenter is coming up with a Friends of the Stone Mountain group, and they're going to be working with the trails too. May the 19th, during the Yakin Valley Wine Festival, the trails is going to be holding the Yakin Valley Tour de Vino. There are 5 different bike rides. So if you're a road bike rider, that's something really good to get in with. Richard Moore is in charge of that. They've got a website, Yakin Valley Tour de Vino, and they offer 5 different rides. So if you want to get out and go from vineyard to vineyard in May, it's going to be a sort of an organized, so there'll be water stations and that sort of thing, and lead cars and all that all the way along the way. Well, just to give a big shout out to Dan and Sally Park and family for making the Carter Falls opportunity available. They it's been a special piece of property for Dan and Sally for many, many years, and they're really making it available to our community. Big thanks to Wilkes County, Eddie Settle, for making this happen, working with the state on this, and Jerry and Sarah Martin Bird, and also Brandon and Julie Osteen, who are giving us an easement on the far side of the property to be able to get through there. We've got other projects going. We've got a short amount of time to tell about them, but doing about 3/4 of a mile of Spice Bush Farms. That's going east toward Carolina Heritage Vineyards. And we've got a half a mile of trail built there. So as we move east, we'll be headed to Pilot Mountain as part of the trails initiative. And then shout out to Avery Sheets and Riley Lyles, both of whom have high school senior projects. One is to GPS Elkin Creek. That's Avery Sheets' project. And Riley's building a bridge for us, a 36-foot bridge. So that's about what's going on. I could probably talk for an hour, but got a lot of interesting things. Come join us and get active with the trails. A lot of fun. Meet some great folks.
Yeah, definitely, Dr. Blackley. And I can tell you, with so much progress has been made here in the EVTA Association for the past 5 or 6 years, you were just talking about, it's been so contagious, especially from where I'm from in Allegheny County. They're actually trying to get a trail up there to join the EVTA as well. So they're making huge progress up there and trying to get down the mountain as well.
I'm excited. I think they have the northern end of the Elkin-Allegheny Railroad was going there from the 1896 and 1906 railroad, North Carolina Railroad charters, and we're trying to hook those two sections of trail together. And maybe we'll be driving in a Golden Spike one day.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Elkin and Allegheny.
Exactly. Well, thank you for your update this afternoon. We definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And you have a great day.
All right.